where you have to use that manpower.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color and she doesn't know if it'll match her shoes, she might take a little piece of cloth and what might we call that?
A swatch.
Okay, the things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect it or what?
It'd be a shoe, a horseshoe.
And what do you
put You put it on their hooves.
Okay. And okay, do you know of a shrub, you might have it in your yard, with the leaves that become real red in the fall and they are poisonous to some people?
You asked me that a while ago and I didn't know what you were talking about, but it was shoemake. A shoemake
bush.
What's
that? Because I've never heard of it.
Well, it grows bush-like. It's not. Uh-huh. It don't grow into a tree. It has red berries on it, and those red berries are poison.
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, they S&S tonic folk. Makes tonic for a blood builder.
Mm-hmm.
Came up here and got lots of those shoemake berries and roots to go into their tonic.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's that tonic used for?
It's a blood builder. Uh-huh. It's a blood builder.
And what's that other kind of tree out there?
That's a persimmon tree.
It is?
Yes.
So tell me about the persimmon tree.
And you never eat no persimmons.
No, I've never eaten any persimmons.
Back when they're green, they'll pucker your mouth. You know, you can't eat them.
Uh-huh.
They're so, they're not edible when they're green, but when they're ripe. You know, the old possum eats them. Possum in the animal family eats them. But lots of folks like them too when they, mm-hmm. they get dead ripe. When they get dead ripe, they're good. My mother-in-law used to stand and eat them off the tree. She just loved them. We don't have too many more persimmon trees. That's something that's going to be a thing of the past, I'm afraid. We don't have too many possums either. I bet they miss them. And you never heard that little song about possum up in the cinnamon tree and the monkey on the ground. The monkey said to the possum, "You saw my God shake me some of them cinnamon sad."
I think I had heard that before. Oh, man.
Well, there are a lot of possums for this area. You know, they're not as many as they used to be.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty good to eat, they tell me. Colored folks especially ate
them.
Possums and potatoes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we never have lost one if we ever caught it because there was some colored person or somebody that liked them would
uh-huh.
take them. They say don't let them possums go to waste.
Let's just test it and see if it's still working. Only a little while.
Storm?
Did y'all have a storm yesterday?
Yes, we had a pretty good storm yesterday. You see that big oak tree out there in the yard?
Uh-huh.
You've heard tell of it. If lightning strikes a tree, it will not grow anymore. It uh-huh. kills the tree. And it takes the bark off of it.
Uh-huh.
We've had several of those big oak trees out there to be struck by lightning.
Uh-huh.
You've heard it, lightning don't strike three times, twice or three times. One of them was struck three times. One of those big oak trees that's been cut down right there
uh-huh.
in the yard, lightning struck it three times.
Right. Were you here when it did?
Yes, I was here when it happened.
Did
it knocked my TV out the last time that it struck this tree right here in the front of the house.
And it just ripped all the bark off?
It just tore that bark off and it was just in shivers
mm-hmm.
all over the yard.
What period of time did it strike three times? Was it over a period of years? Or?
Over a period of years. I couldn't believe it when lightning struck it, and it didn't kill it altogether. It took the bark off of one side, but it didn't kill it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Then in a few more years, it struck that tree on the other side, the opposite side from what it hit on the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just throwed bark everywhere. And then eventually, when it hit it again, it killed that tree.